20 minutes now before 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. Nice looking day out there. It is about to get a lot cooler, though, later this week. We'll take a closer look at the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. I can't believe it's already the second Thursday in October tomorrow. And you know what that means. Blue Water Chamber puts on their business after 5. Good morning to Danielle Warren. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You guys are busy, aren't you?
We are.
Got a lot of stuff on your calendar.
We do. It seems to just get fuller and fuller every other day, and with the election this year being a big one,
yeah,
it's more full than it normally is with all of the forums and things like that, but we're trucking along.
Business after 5 gives you a chance to sort of at least slow down for a couple of hours and socialize and get to know your fellow chamber members, right?
We look forward to it. It is a time to just kind of relax for a couple hours, like you said. It's a little more low key. There's not as much going on and as much to plan for. It's its own animal, and it kind of knows what to do every month. But the people love it, and we look forward to offering it for them.
Well, especially because it's somewhere different every month. And so where is it tomorrow, and who'd you bring with you?
We are at Allen Brooks Flowers and Gifts tomorrow, and I have Brian Witt with me.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
Allen Brooks is, I think, one of the oldest businesses in Port Huron, isn't it?
It is. It's in the county, 1884.
Wow.
We're in one of the top three.
That's amazing when you stop and think about it, isn't it?
It is. Still family run, not the original family, but I've only been here 28 years and will never be a townie.
Yeah. what do you think is it that has kept Allen Brooks in business all these years?
The fact that we're, even though Port Huron keeps growing and we're a small town business, it's just personal care, family. As I said, not a townie, but you end up knowing everybody and the mm-hmm. community embraces you.
Yeah.
And with the after 5 events and different events like that, it just keeps getting closer and closer. With Port Huron, I've traveled and lived throughout the United States. Port Huron's on the cusp right now, and in the next year and a half, people are not going to recognize downtown.
You know, it's interesting. I always love talking to people that aren't from here because they do look at it. I mean, you've been here a long time now, but I mean, you still look at it through different eyes, don't you?
Definitely. My wife grew up here. I grew up in St. Clair Shores. Used to summer up here, but looking at it, just it is still, you look at it from the outside. Just if you always look at from the same perspective, it's hard to see change and to try to help make change.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're always talking to people from outside the area, what's happening, what's going on in their areas, how to improve things. The economic situation in town right now is phenomenal.
And as a florist, you know that because you know when times are tough and you know when times are good, right?
We are a non-essential business for majority of it. But surprisingly, when we went through the big economic depression, our actual customer base continued growing. Average sale decreased significantly, no question about it. Everybody was hurt through 2008. But our customer base, we were actually busier with daily arrangements than we were during the good times of 2000, 2004.
That's interesting.
So I think that people realize it does make an effect when you just something simple brings a lot of happiness to someone.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you got going on tomorrow night?
We have the After 5. It's our second time hosting it. Last year, we had a great event, great turnout. It's, as Danielle said, a great way for everybody to get together. Even though it kind of runs on its own, there's not always the same group of people that show up. It's kind of like a cyclical thing where you know, people just can't commit every month. And just looking forward to it. I'll get to showcase the store. A lot of people don't realize how large of a showcase that we have. We've got over 8,000 square foot showroom and always a lot of different, very unique items. We try not to compete with other businesses in town like Weekends or a little something.
Well, yeah, you've got like more than just flowers. People think, oh, Allen Brooks, it's just live flowers, but you've got a whole gift shop area.
We have
too.
A gift shop. We have interior design products. We have home accents, and everything's customized if you wish. And if we make something and it's not for you, you're not obligated.
There you go.
That's part of being a small town. You know, you can't please everyone all right. the time. But you just keep trying.
You just keep trying, and because it's a small town, you're going to see people over and over and over again.
Always.
Yeah, No doubt. Brian, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Business After 5, Blue Water Chamber. And Danielle, if people want to know more about the chamber, if they're not members or they just want to look at the calendar and see what's going on, website's probably the best way to start, right?
Yeah, we actually just revamped our website within the last year, and it's a lot more user-friendly, and it's a little more visually stimulating than it was before. And it's a great place to go. We've added some things to it that we didn't have before, like a nonprofit page. So if you want to volunteer, you go to that page and you can see all the places that are looking for volunteers. So that's a new bonus that we've been trying to grow on what we've had to offer more to everyone out there, because things are doing so much better and people are in a better place to help others. But our calendar is on there. We keep it up to date, and you can register online. You can also register to be a member through the website. If you don't want to do that and you want to know more information, obviously give us a call. Phone number is 810-985-7101. We're happy to talk to anyone anytime about anything. We get some silly phone calls, but it keeps our day going.
There you go.
And we kind of like it. So.
All right. Good stuff. Danielle, thanks for coming in. Brian, thank you as well. It is 8:46 now here on WPHS.